We're getting close to a baker's dozen. This week, the 10 Democratic presidential candidates faced off again in a debate. Among them, the latest entrant, retired Army General Wesley Clark. In the coming weeks, we plan to take a look at each of the candidates a few at a time. This week, former Ambassador and U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun.
I would work to build community and civil society and fight the discrimination against women in daily life.
Senator John Edwards of North Carolina.
In this effort to protect ourselves and fight our war on terrorism, we cannot allow people like John Ashcroft to take away our rights, our freedom, and our liberties.
And Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts.
We need to rebuild all of our relationships in the world. We need to do a better job of making ourselves safe and creating cooperation.
Our guide is Walter Shapiro, political columnist for USA Today. He's written a book coming out in November called One Car Caravan, On the Road with the 2004 Democrats Before America Tunes In. And Walter Shapiro joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, happily.
Let's start with Carol Mosley Braun. People have raised the question, why is she running? And maybe we should give our coverage a chance to feature some of the views she's tried to articulate so far.
Well, one of the problems of being a fringe candidate is that it's possibly justifiable if you are expressing views outside the political mainstream. For example, Dennis Kucinich represents the vegan anti-war vote. But Carol Mosley Braun, while being an African-American, while being a woman, her views are exceedingly conventional. She's against the Bush tax cuts for the rich. She is skeptical of the war in Iraq without being overly strident on the issue. She is in favor of health care for all Americans, but so are Democratic rivals. In other words, when I mean conventional views, I don't mean that they are not thought out. I mean that they do not stand out in a 10-candidate panel discussion at a debate.
Let's move on, if we could, to John Edwards. A few months ago, there were many people saying that in terms of natural political talent and ability on the stump, he seemed to be a kind of heir to Bill Clinton. What kind of response has he been getting when he talks to voters in smaller groups as opposed to crowds?
I went to New Hampshire on one of Edwards' first trips in June of 2002, and this was really the inspiration for my book, One Car Caravan, because I was there in New Hampshire seeing Edwards talk to voters in the most democratic setting possible, 70 and 80 people in a room and answering questions and watching him become fired up by the whole experience.
How is he defining his candidacy? What issues is he using to try and reach out?
Edwards has probably has the most carefully articulated soft-edge populist program of any candidate in the race. He has really talked about things like targeted federal support for college tuition for everyone. He is very tough on corporate corruption. He has made John Ashcroft and the way the Patriot Act is being administered a major theme of his campaign.
Let me ask you finally this week about John Kerry. There seemed to be an inevitable sense about John Kerry's candidacy, longtime senator, regarded well on both sides of the aisle, if I may, a magnificent jawline, a war hero. Were the issues that he hoped would give him an advantage with other candidates, have they in fact played to his advantage as much so far?
To some extent, the Kerry campaign was always predicated more on biography. Mm-hmm. The fact that he was not only a Vietnam War hero, but someone who came home to oppose the Vietnam War. It was sort of the yin and yang of the Democratic Party, pro-war and anti-war in one lanky body. He is, in many ways, the son of a diplomat, now married to one of the richest, Teresa Hines Kerry, one of the richest women in America. The causes that animate him are things like the environment. And much more importantly, this is someone who chose to spend 20 years on the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate. And this is someone who probably understands the nuances of foreign policy far better than any Democrat running, with the exception possibly of Wesley Clark. Kerry has a quite good health care plan in the sense that he is the only Democrat in the race who also emphasizes cost containment as well as benefit increases. But to a large extent, Kerry is much more of a resume candidate than an issue candidate.
Walter Shapiro with USA Today. His new book, One Car Caravan, On the Road with the 2004 Democrats Before America Tunes In, comes out in November. Talk to you later, Walter. Thank you.
Thanks so much.